Inilah kabar dari Amerika. Tidak seperti warga Amerika lain, pemilik toko es krim di Maryland, Ann Siegel, tidak terkejut ketika Donald Trump memenangkan pemilu presiden November lalu.
I knew. I was 100% sure he was gonna win.
Dukungan warga Amerika keturunan Uganda itu pada Trump tidak tergoyahkan. Dan ia berharap latar belakang Trump sebagai pebisnis akan tercermin dalam penciptaan lapangan kerja dan kewirausahaan di Amerika.
Speaking for myself, and probably my husband, because he has a small business, you know, we wanted something different, something where you can wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to run my business and I'm happy. I know I will make it.
Penciptaan lapangan kerja juga menjadi keprihatinan pakar strategi Partai Demokrat yang kini beralih ke Partai Republik, Geno Caldwell.
There's a number of individuals that haven't been back to work, millions, that clearly stopped looking for work and employment. And I think there's a lot of people optimistic about what a Trump administration would mean for those particular individuals.
Juga beberapa anak muda yang terkena dampak kampanye calon presiden Partai Demokrat Hillary Clinton seperti Harlan Hill, mantan pendukung Bernie Sanders yang kini justru mendukung Donald Trump.
This election came down to jobs and affording college. To be honest with you, I think that the Democrats have played fast and I think that the Democrats have played some games with millennial voters. They've made a lot of promises to them, and frankly, they haven't been able to fulfill them.
Para pendukung baru Trump ini optimistis pemerintahan baru akan memenuhi janji mereka.
Hopefully he learns and he listens to people advising him. Hopefully things will be good. You know what? We'll measure him.
Jika Trump tidak memenuhi harapan mereka, Siegel mengingatkan warga Amerika bahwa dalam 4 tahun lagi akan ada pemilu presiden mendatang. Saya Fama Sreva, VOA, Washington.